Let's hear it's a beautiful evening so far. I'm hearing a couple little rim ramblings about things going on at the mall. You're listening to LUB 1060 AM. A lot of excitement down there. So go to the Willamette Memorial Megaplex. Rush on down. I know they had some mess-ups and a few things, and sounds like a few people might have fallen or something, a trip, but you know, nothing to be concerned with. And I got a call coming in right now, so let me see who this is. Hello there, Cully. You're on the air with John T.C. Luongo and LUB, and what's going on with you tonight?
Mate, I can't believe you're still on air. Have you not heard of the outbreak that's just happened?
Of course. What's going on, caller? What's happening?
My cell phone's running out. I think it's f***ing going crazy. It's just going mental. It's like I'm covered in blood from somebody's other blood. It's just like, it's nuts. I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know why I'm calling you. I've got like literally 2 bars of my cell phone left. I mean, hell, is anyone listening to you?
Well, I've been telling everybody to go down there and asking callers to call in. You know, it seems like there's something a little strange happening down there, and I mean, I don't know why so many people are covered in blood and they're calling up and they're sounding like they're nervous and hitting the White Rook panic rooms. I mean...
LUB is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast. For more up-to-date information and past recordings, visit our website. Note that in the event of an emergency, this frequency will broadcast emergency channels. So please enjoy your time in Willamette, the home where LUB lives.
Where are you located right now?
Rest and relaxation from the UK, and like next thing you know, it's like bedlam. It's like it's nothing out there. I tell you, it's crazy. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm standing here talking to you. I should just get the out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, at this point, it sounds like, I mean, I want to keep you calm. The one thing you got to do, I'm sure that you probably, there's got to be an explanation for this. I'm sure you're a little nervous. I mean, I can imagine if I saw blood, which seems like a few people have seen so far, it's got to be a little bit upsetting. And why don't you just go to the first aid station and see if you can, you know, get that addressed and just, you know, relax a little bit and then orderly leave and maybe you come back in another day.
This is something from a f***ing movie or something. It's crazy. It's like people just running around like ass about face, tits over asses. It's going f***ing crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to, like, get the f*** out, and it's everything's broken and everything's not working. I'm covered in blood.
All right, mate, listen. I know you're upset. I can hear it in your voice, and I'm sure if I was in your position, I would be too. I mean, but try to stay calm. In this instance, the best thing to do is go to the first aid station, check out the panic room in White Rook right now. Go check it out over there and see if you can maybe just get yourself calmed down a little bit. Sometimes you need to get away from these things. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but you're the third caller or fourth caller so far that's mentioned there's some kind of, you know, some kind of a disturbance happening there. We're not sure what it is, but just to be safe, why don't you just calm down, go to the panic room, let them get you cleaned up, wash the blood off, and see what happens. I mean, I can appreciate your fear, and it's coming across loud and clear.
I appreciate that. It's calming me down a bit, but it's like, I mean, I'm locked in a store here, like in a f***ing storeroom. It's like, as they say, shit's going crazy. I apologize for the swearing and all, but it's just like, it's not right. It's not right. I mean, I hope you're safe and all, because, I mean...
Hey, I'm here for everybody in the mall.
You're in the mall?
You know, this...
Wait, you're shopping?
No, I'm not in the mall. I said I'm here for everybody in the mall. I mean, this is, you know, strangely, this is oddly reminiscent of 2006, so I can hear the angst in your voice. I can appreciate it, but believe me, there could never be another 2006. Not here in lovely Willamette.
We just took so many precautions and did everything right. That guy on it, I mean, he cleaned it up that time. I read about that in the newspapers. I mean, I've forgotten his name anyway. It's just going crazy. You know what? I got to charge my cell phone if that's even possible. I mean, just crazy. I gotta go. See ya. Bye.
All right, you go, mate. Thanks for the call. Take care of yourself. Folks, there is something going on at the mall. There's something going on at the Plex that I'm not sure about right now. I got to do a little more research into it. It's becoming a little disconcerting. I don't want to alarm you yet, but there's way too much happening that's well beyond a coincidence. And I'm going to find out what it is. I'm going to play a little music for you, and I'll be right back. This is John Tomcat Luongo, broadcasting on LUB 1060 AM. So hang in there, hold on tight, and be wide open and wary in the mall right now. Just make sure you're wide awake and looking, be on your edge of caution. Be prepared and ready for anything. Not sure what it is, but we'll find out. LUB 1060 AM. Be right back after this song.